WZZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources telling ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operation is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder is responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulled the sandwich from its restaurants in the 10 impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at age 63. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Romeo Doubs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up the Spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
1670 AM.
The Zone.
Good morning and welcome to the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you on a Wednesday, filling in for the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. I've been following along with Pam on her farm tour, and you can too at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. She was just at a cranberry bog in Carver, Massachusetts. Witnessing a cranberry harvest is stunning as you get that bright red color against that crisp blue sky. And it's not just happening on the East Coast, but here in Wisconsin too. Up next, Charity Seebecker gives us an update on our cranberry crop. Most Wisconsin fields are short on moisture. The U.S. Drought Monitor says most of Wisconsin is in a moderate drought, but there's a chance of rain in the forecast to provide some relief. If you saw some of the little rain we got yesterday, let us know at 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. You can text us your name, location, and how much rain you saw. Ag meteorologist Stu Muck has weather details for us in about 15 minutes. Also on deck this morning, the National FFA Convention is underway in Indianapolis. A Wisconsin native is a candidate for national office. We'll hear from her at the bottom of the hour. And it's a Wiffles Wednesday, so stick around for a boots-on-the-ground look at the corn crop coming off the ground now and what you need to think about before ordering seed for 2025. Later this morning, Ben Jarbo will give us an update from CHS on grain logistics, just how much storage is available for this year's new crop, and is the supply chain ready to take it? Stick around.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand for seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Actor portrayal.
When I joined Better Life, I thought it was just about life insurance. But it's so much more. Better Life connects me with others in my community through social groups, events, and wellness programs. Insurance helps give me peace of mind. But the member benefits, they give me a real sense of belonging.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
The Wisconsin cranberry industry is celebrating a milestone year, marking the 20th anniversary of cranberries being named the official state fruit. I'm Charity Seebecker from the southern end of the world's longest part in Madison, and Grant Holly, Executive Director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association, reflects on how this cranberry season has been and how Wisconsin cranberry growers are committed to remaining a national leader in cranberry production.
In a given day, you're going through all four seasons, and I'm starting to wonder if we're not going to start making up a fifth season, just because why not? But that's really where we've been. But it's been the farmers themselves that have really gone out to be able to meet it, because typically they have the knowledge on how to be able to work with the weather, and luckily weather comes in day by day. So they're more than able to evolve and adapt. We do worry about climate change? And is this going to be the norm? Are these going, like, these huge swings in weather going to be the norm? And that's something that we're paying attention to. We're already paying attention to, is the winter going to be dry like we've had for the past few months? But welcome to agriculture, because that's exactly what we do. If it was easy, everybody would do it, because again, the lifestyle is phenomenal and it's so much fun to actually be part of nature. But sometimes nature gets cranky and we have to be able to deal with it as we go. So we had some hail damage at the very beginning of the season in the spring, and there were multiple farms that, according to the insurance pieces, I mean, they lost entire plants, and it was a bad time period. We also had a swath of hail that went through a couple weeks ago, close to the Black River Falls area. Missed our research station by only a mile, but there are some farms there that, from all reports coming back, they have total loss as well. We are lucky enough that if they do have processed cranberries, if they can typically get those cranberries to the processor within 24 hours, they're being turned into juice, and there's the damage itself is okay, if they're basically being juiced at the time, if they're getting hit by hail. So they're just being further juiced at the processor, and they can save some of the crop in that manner. And our processors are typically so incredibly nice that if this happens on a Friday, they're more than happy to man their lines on a Saturday. They understand what it means to our farmers to get anything, even out of the worst case scenarios.
Not just the growers, but everybody is very adaptable to make sure that they can handle that unpredictableness of Wisconsin agriculture and just the future of the industry. And that's kind of what's, I gotta say, helped us to get to this 20-year mark. This is the 20th anniversary of the cranberry being named the state fruit of Wisconsin. That's a pretty big deal. So tell me how this recognition has impacted the industry and just the public's awareness of cranberry farming in our state.
Well, it's just bringing to light what you just mentioned, that it's this whole community. So it's the folks that are in the processing plant. Well, that's like Bob and June down at the end of the street, and they're helping out Fred and Martha, who's doing the farm. They grew up together. They know each other. So when these processors go in on a weekend, it's because they know what this means, not just to the farms, but to the entire community and to Wisconsin as a whole. And this has been in place for years and years and years and years, and is one reason why we are the state fruit. It's not just that the fruit is grown here, but the fruit is a representation of Wisconsin and its people. How cranberries are grown, the community that goes with it as well, it is the best metaphor that I could possibly give for the home that it's grown in as well. And that's why, yes, it's our 20th year as the state fruit. And yes, we have this brand new proclamation, but it's just recognition for the fact that cranberries are Wisconsin.
And Wisconsin has led the nation in cranberry production for over three decades. So what factors have really contributed to that continuous success that we've seen?
Yes, we have. We are awesome. So, yes, we're at about 61% of the nation's cranberry, and we're about 30% of the entire globe. One of the big reasons why, of course, is the community. It is the people. One of the other factors that comes into play is our laws. So it's actually, even we have to give credit where credit's due. Wisconsin as a state and our policymakers and our leaders see the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin, and they have some very important laws that help us to be able to stay farming. Other states aren't as strong, and they don't have those same communities that are set up, and they're a little bit on the downturn, whereas Wisconsin just keeps getting stronger.
So what is your projection then for Wisconsin cranberry production for this year or even the next few years? So can we expect to continue to lead the nation in production as we just talked about?
All things being considered, absolutely yes. Of course, climate, nature scares me to death before I say something like that. But with the people that we have, I feel incredibly confident that we absolutely will. There's no doubt. There's nothing coming down the road that is scaring us. There are just things that we're trying to make sure that we are aware of in order to be able to still be the leader in cranberry production.
And what have you been hearing from the growers on how this season has been going, on what they're coming in with harvest, or just how numbers are going, anything like that? What's kind of the feedback you've been receiving?
It has been a roller coaster ride. So if you would have asked us in spring, we would have been very nervous because we came off of winter damage and we did see the hail. Then we had a lot of wet and we were starting to get a little bit excited. We were just sort of like, oh, maybe, because with the winter damage and the hail, we were thinking maybe 4.75 million barrels. And then we went up to maybe 5, and then everybody gave their predictions and we were back down to like 4.9 million barrels. Now that we've had a little bit of a nice, the heat at the end of the season was actually good for us. It, for some reason, actually built up very big and very full berries. And we think we are definitely going to be above the 5 million mark. How close we're going to be to 5.25 million, I don't know. But it's very much, I'm shocked that Vegas isn't running odds on it right now, because we have been all over that board. We have actually gone up and down probably 500,000 barrels throughout the season, just not knowing where we're going to be. But again, welcome to agriculture.
And what are some of the key issues that you see facing the industry right now? Any challenges that growers are going through besides the inevitable weather that we just kind of talked about?
Workforce development is another piece, and it's one of the pieces that we really want to be able to focus on within the state at the same time, because it's all of agriculture seeing the same issue. We want people to be able to live in the rural areas where we're doing agriculture, but housing prices are difficult. Housing in general is difficult. You throw in daycare, because these are typically, it needs two people within a job to be able to run a family these days. So when you talk about workforce development, it's not just attracting people to the area, it's being able to make it possible that they can go to the area to begin with. So we look at all of those pieces when we're thinking about the future of Cranberry. Water and water usage is always important to us. That's one of the nice laws that we mentioned before. So there's something called the Cranberry Law within Wisconsin. Cranberry Law aids cranberry farmers in that they have a right to all of the natural waters of Wisconsin in order to be able to do what they do. I mean, this is a good thing, because typically that water is going to be filtered by our wetland ecosystem, and it's not being used, it's simply being borrowed. All they're doing is just flooding the beds, and then they let the water right back to where it actually came from.
Grant Holly along with us. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Harvest typically runs until the end of the month, so if you're interested in getting to see the cranberry harvest up close and personal, reach out to a local grower and they'd be happy to give you a tour. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Charity Seebecker.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as Ag Meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. There are developments in a court challenge to questionable Georgia Election Board rules recently struck down by state courts. The rules are widely seen as inviting partisan obstruction to Georgia's election results. The week of October 13th, two Fulton County judges invalidated a total of 7 rules only recently approved by the Georgia Election Board, ruling them too close to the election and with not enough time to properly train election officials, which is what county election officials had warned in their testimony. Judge Thomas Cox also determined that the Constitution doesn't grant the Georgia Election Board the authority to pass such sweeping rules, such as giving individual county election board members the power to conduct their own investigation of election results or to choose not to certify an election. The Georgia Republican Party and Republican National Committee challenged Cox's rulings directly to the Georgia Supreme Court, which has not yet announced whether it will hear the appeal. Rulings by the second judge that the new rules were too close to the election have not yet been challenged. With only days left before the election, the Georgia Supreme Court could opt not to take the case or to delay the hearings until after the election, leaving the lower court's ruling in effect for November 5th. We've linked to local reporting, our past reports, and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Follow us on Facebook at American Democracy Minute.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? what thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez will be here to talk early voting, our number two public service announcement, and this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
You might see companies push products with less chocolate in them. Think suckers or gummies. Stu, do you have a sweet tooth? Are you worried at all about not enough chocolate this Halloween?
Oh, I'll get by. You know, I can take it or leave it, but I know we did bring a bag of my favorite ones home and they're on the counter, so...
That might not last long, Stu. Stu Muck along with us. He's our ag meteorologist for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Stu, I know there was a little bit of rain here in Madison and my pavement got wet yesterday. It didn't stick around too long. I don't know if we've got any more of that in store.
Well, that rain that we saw last night, just pulling away from the state this morning. I do have one report that came in officially this morning. Hayward says 6/100ths of an inch. And I've just got nobody else reporting any more than, you know, a very small trace. The cool front that brought the rain pulling east away from Wisconsin already. The radar indicates rain up in the UP, northern lower Michigan, up into Canada. So it's all pulled away, stayed off to the north. Not that big of a concern, but we are going to be cooler today. The northwest winds behind that cool front will gust up to near 25 and 30 miles per hour and tap into a cooler air mass. So we may be about as warm as we're going to get right now today. Not going to warm up much at all. It does stay a little cooler overnight, but just that quick, we warm it up for Thursday because another frontal boundary tries to approach out of the west. That next one, along with a little warm-up for Thursday and Thursday night, will lead to some rain. Thursday night into early Friday, I expect some showers. Now I'm seeing a little spread. Anywhere up to a quarter and possibly a half an inch of rain could fall in some locations. Could be the heavier rain around that southern and eastern part of the state. Further west and north, a little bit in the lighter side, but at least it is a bit of a rain chance. Some rain amounts to probably talk about come Friday morning. Temperatures stay a little cooler once that front passes. In fact, not dropping too much Friday, but getting a lot cooler for Saturday, as we expect temps to be pretty typical for late October. That's down in the 50s for highs. Warming it up again by Sunday and Monday, sounding pretty mild as we head to next week. I'll have those forecast details right after this.
Clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach.
And Vorseed Enlist delivers next generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach.
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach.
Now get out there and
grow.
I guess being a pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump. Patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And if you do see some of that rain that falls on Thursday night into Friday, keep our number saved, 877-301-3276, and let us know how much you got. Again, that's 877-301-FARM. Stu, what do you have for us today yet for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast?
Well, we'll have a little more sunshine breakout, Stephanie. Yes, some morning clouds, but it will brighten up nicely through the day. Upper 50s about the best we'll see, and I expect further north only low 50s with that northwest wind 5 to 15, even still gusting closer to 30. Clear and cooler overnight, mid-30s, even cooler in the north. The northwest winds at 5. Sunny on Thursday. We push our way up into the lower 60s, some upper 50s further north. The south winds 5 to 15 bring that warm up. Then the rain chance Thursday night may last into early Friday. Later in the day Friday, a little sunshine breaks out again. Low 60s, a cooler upper 50s further north. West winds become northwest 5 to 15. Like I said, Stephanie, trace amounts maybe up to a quarter, could be a half in some parts of southeast Wisconsin.
Thank you, Stu. We'll catch you back here same time tomorrow. That's your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. You can catch up with their team members today by visiting Compeer.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
So you can go to versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Aileen Cannon, Attorney General. Sources telling ABC News that circulating amongst the Trump campaign and transition operation is a list of several possible candidates for AG in a Trump administration. And Cannon, the Florida federal judge who threw out the classified documents case against Trump, is on it.
This is being assembled by Trump's top aides. While maybe some will say this isn't a real list, it might not be assembled specifically by the transition, it's being assembled by the people who are closest to Donald Trump.
ABC's Catherine Falders. McDonald's believes either the ground beef or the onions on the quarter pounder is responsible for a 10-state outbreak of E. coli. 49 people sickened, one died. McDonald's temporarily pulled the sandwich from its restaurants in the 10 impacted states. The Los Angeles Dodgers announced the death of six-time All-Star Fernando Valenzuela in a Los Angeles hospital at age 63. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
Romeo Doubs leads the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers are back at practice getting ready to face the Jaguars. Wide receiver Romeo Doubs led the team with 8 receptions against the Texans, including 2 on that game-winning drive.
The clock wasn't at 0, and I mean, it was key plays to the drive. I had some catches. Tucker had one coming just right beside the ticks. Wicks being Wicks, making the first guy miss, getting extra yards. So it was definitely a team game.
The NBA season opener tonight for the Bucks as they play the 76ers in Philadelphia. Doc Rivers asked, when did they know that Chris Middleton would likely miss tonight's game?
This week it became more expected. I thought before this week there was a pretty good chance he may make it because he's moving great, but we just haven't had enough live activity for him.
The 76ers will be without Joel Embiid and Paul George. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Civic Media's Todd Alba, who will get a Nightlight birthday surprise. And you won't want to miss up-and-coming musician DeAndre Marie, who performs in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny and quite a bit cooler today with a high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the low 30s. Tomorrow, with a little sun in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, breezy, some showers in the afternoon with a high in the low 60s. After that, a sunny, pleasant weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump was in the great state of Michigan, my birth state, and he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man! I would tell you, sir, we would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities, for small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Will you dress up for Halloween and what will you wear?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Christina Reynolds of Emily's List. Donald Trump had a quasi-town hall.
There were two questions, one on abortion and one on IVF. What he did was claim he just wanted the states to get to decide, and it is a lie. When they call it a national minimum standard, they are saying, we want the federal government to get to decide and not you.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back on the 23rd of October. I'm Stephanie Hoff, and you're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. We love that you follow along with us here on the early show, but don't be a stranger on Facebook, Instagram, or our website. You can interact with us there as well. Time is ticking for your chance to win a $500 cash prize. Here's how you can do it. We've teamed up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to collect your cherished fair memories from over the years. Judges will determine a grand champion fair story, and you could earn $500 cash. Submit your favorite fair memories today at MidwestFarmReport.com. Your deadline is November 1st. Today just might be the coolest day of the week. Some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs in the upper 50s, and a little windy. Today in the Old Farmer's Almanac, astrology is telling us that it's a good day to do some baking. If baking isn't your style, the Old Farmer's Almanac says that according to the moon, it's also going to be a good day to buy animals. Whether it's a pet, a 4-H project, or a new member of the herd, you've got the almanac's permission to make it happen. And according to Wiffles Hybrids, it's also going to be a good day to plan for the 2025 growing season. The harvest season is nearing the finish line. We're happy to welcome back our friends at Wiffles Hybrids on a Wednesday morning. They're going to be helping you plan for 2025 while you're finishing up in the combine. Lucas Clayton joins us. He's a district sales manager in the southwest corner of Wisconsin. This week, the National Agricultural Statistics Service tells us we're about 2 weeks ahead of the normal time frame for harvesting corn for grain. Lucas, what are you seeing in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, I mean, very true for our area as well. Harvest has been moving really quick, would agree 100%, a minimum of 2 weeks ahead. Really no rain days, right, with the dry weather, so guys are able to really push forward and get through these acres, and which I think is a good thing, kind of looking at some stock qualities and those types of things with the unique growing year, getting through this harvest and getting it into the bend. Definitely think it's, where we need to be at this point.
And let's talk more about quality, because as you said, Lucas, it has been a unique growing season. We were so wet to kick things off in the spring and early summer, a lot different growing season from last year. And now here we are in the fall, hoping to get a sprinkle of rain because we're so short on moisture. How has the corn quality been able to withstand that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, looking at a crop of corn, you look at, yield and then just the overall, stock quality out in the field and everything that ties in between those two things. And, yields probably are better than a lot of us maybe were anticipating with, the wetter spring and having some, tougher conditions, getting some of that corn out of the ground. But as rapid as we've been moving here and above average temperatures probably in the last 30 days as well, has really pushed this crop along to, the corn's really dry coming out of the field, probably as dry as I've seen it in a long time. Stuff probably 15 to 20% would catch a lot of it. So a lot of guys, are able to get that corn out, either haul it to town or put it in their bins with very little drying. But with the unique year, I definitely think pushing through harvest and getting wrapped up is definitely where Mother Nature has put us at this time.
So as producers are bouncing around in the combine, wrapping things up, what should they watch for in the field that they might be able to fix with a hybrid in 2025?
Great point. You know, definitely have always have some newer genetics, you know, that we've released, and then also have products, you know, that we've had in our lineup for a few years. And yeah, you know, on the corn-on-corn option, you know, with the SmartStax Pro trait, have a new 106-day 44-39. Really excited about how that's handled this year, kind of that top-end yield, carrying some strong agronomics, you know, and keeping that stock intact, you know, with the year that we've had. And, you know, looking more on your corn-on-soybean stubble, you know, with your double pro trait side of things, you know, a new 110-day W6505 has been doing really well in some of our plot locations, and really excited to, you know, kind of see how that one finishes out as well.
Throughout our Wiffles Wednesday conversations with your team members, Lucas, we've talked a lot about some of those key traits: stock quality, yield, disease resistance. These are all elements that growers should be planning for now with a Wiffles Hybrids package.
Yeah, you know, and that's something, you know, we're very fortunate in that end. You know, throughout the years, we're able to communicate directly with our plant breeders, you know, talking about those exact issues and what we're seeing and what they're seeing. The one thing, and we've talked about it a little bit, you know, how different from, say, last year to this year, the growing conditions. And it's definitely something, you know, as you're making decisions for next year already from a hybrid standpoint, I like looking at multiple years of data, you know, different yield points. You know, every hybrid can handle different conditions a little bit more differently, I guess. So that's one thing, you know, as much information as you can gather and take all of that and try to make the best decision you can moving forward.
Lucas Clayton along with us on a Wiffles Wednesday. He's a district sales manager with Wiffles Hybrids. As you plan for the 2025 growing season, Wiffles Hybrids can help you make the best decision for your field. Since no two growing seasons are the same, having multiple years of data behind a hybrids package is valuable. Visit Wiffles Hybrids at Wiffles.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I confess, I love to host a party. I love having people over. But when they come over, I want to leave a favorable impression with them, not just with the atmosphere, but the food. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage. So I went to Scott and I said, listen, I need something for a pretty good sized group in my backyard. And he set me up with their Berkey Brats. Now, I've talked about these before, but my guests talked about them through the whole event, telling me, man, Pam, these are great brats. Something different about these brats. They were asking me all kinds of questions, and I was happy to tell them what I knew about all the custom mixes that are being worked on right now at Bavaria Sausage. Now, listen, you can experience the Berkey Brats yourself, but you've got to go to the retail location right now. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1, or shop all the great Bavaria Sausage flavors online. BavariaSausage.com, and get ready to amplify any event you're hosting. Bavaria Sausage.
Farmers, let's talk Pioneer brand 4-seed Enlist corn.
Yes, Coach!
Wow, love the energy. Okay, it clobbers corn rootworms and weeds for higher yields.
Yes, Coach!
And 4-seed Enlist delivers next-generation corn rootworm protection.
Yes, Coach!
Plus powerful exclusive genetics and flexibility to manage tough weeds.
Yes, Coach!
Now get out there and
grow!
I guess being a Pioneer agronomist is like being a coach.
Start your best year yet at pioneer.com/rootworm.
Blue corduroy jackets have taken over Indianapolis for the 97th National FFA Convention happening this week. One of these jackets belongs to former Wisconsin FFA president Mary Schreiber. She's been in the city since Friday night preparing to run for National FFA office. Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire is covering the convention and Mary's candidacy. Jill asks Mary about the interview process.
So we go through lots of different interviews that last pretty much from Saturday up until Thursday, and they're interviewing with the nominating committee. So there's one-on-one interviews, one-on-nine interviews, speeches that we deliver, mock discussions that we have with stakeholders, and facilitation with students, and ultimately to that last interview that will hopefully happen here on Thursday.
We are recording this on Monday night, and you've made the first cut, so you're in the finals, right?
Yeah, this is the final group here, this last group of 22 candidates, and we'll find out on Saturday morning during that seventh session who becomes one of the six national FFA officers for this year.
And running for national office is much more than just coming down here to Indianapolis and doing these interviews. I wanted a little take of some of your prep before you even decided to do this.
I was supported by a really big group of FFA experts and industry leaders who provided me with a lot of the background information that I needed to even take this first step. So I was doing some practice media interviews with you, Jill, and I was traveling all around the state meeting with other experts like Tom Bresner and the Wisconsin Agribusiness Association, experts at Culver's, Allison Demmer. It was a whole big group of leaders who are all backing me up here on this journey.
Well, best of luck. We'll be talking to you again. And that was Wisconsin. Wisconsin's National FFA Officer Nominee, Mary Schreiber. And I'm Jill Welke.
Thank you, Jill. The National FFA Convention welcomes more than 65,000 visitors. They go to the Indiana Convention Center, Lucas Oil Stadium, Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and the Indiana State Fairgrounds. The state of Indiana says that the National FFA Convention brings about $40 million in economic activity. It's been held in the city since 2016. Before that, it was in Louisville, Kentucky, but it's scheduled to stay in Indianapolis at least through 2033. Let's take a look at our markets on a Wednesday morning. From Chicago, December corn is sitting neutral at 416.5. November soybeans are down 2.5 cents at 989.25. In July 2025, new crop wheat is down 3.25 cents at 609.5. The November Class 3 milk contract is up 10 cents at 2045 a hundredweight, and the December contract is 21 cents higher at 2065. You're not going to want to touch that dial. Our own Ben Jarbo will sit down with CHS, one of the largest agricultural cooperatives in the country, and talk about how your grain is getting to market.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project stop by. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This year has been unpredictable for farmers and cooperatives alike in the grain industry. I'm Ben Jarba with the Midwest Farm Report, and with growing up on a row crop farm, understand the stress unpredictable weather can put on this industry. With me here is the CHS Senior Director of Commodity Trading, Justin Fries, and he's explaining how, as a cooperative, they are dealing with the mass inflow of grain from the farmers.
We're seeing that with the bigger crops and the ideal kind of harvest conditions here, a pretty big push to the elevator system here, yes.
Is that creating some issues with elevators filling up fast, especially with the low water levels in the Mississippi not being able to use that mode of transport for the grain as much to get it out? Is that creating some backup issues?
You know, yes and no. I mean, overall, the industry is performing pretty well with the issues, the low water issues. You know, this is year number three, really, where the industry is, unfortunately, had to deal with some of these low water issues. So it's kind of been prepared and had some extra planning and really kind of braced for it here. So we're still able to stay fluid. But I would, you know, just with, you know, the stored utilization right now, you know, definitely kind of call ahead, you know, with your elevator manager here. And I'll make sure that there is a spot and we will definitely work with you.
These past few years and this year with those low water levels, is there being more of a strain on the other modes of transportation like the railways or truckers?
Yes. I mean, all modes of transportation have been stressed. Everything right now has been, because harvest has been coming off so fast and furious here. But we do have access to, you know, a lot of different markets, you know, the processor market, you know, via truck, you know, via barge and via rail. So it's stressing them all, but kind of, you know, the system is handling it fairly well.
I know here in Wisconsin, I've heard from some farmers where their elevators are filling up and they don't have the means to take their grain to an elevator further away, but they want to get their crop out, but they have nowhere to really take it because they don't have their own storage or something. Do you have any advice for them?
Yeah, you know, really, I mean, it's kind of a case by case, I guess, here. I would just work with, you know, call and work. And I mean, I think that the elevator, the cooperative system is pretty strong and has access to, you know, different modes of transportation and in different markets. And I really think that there's, you know, a way to kind of work together to make sure that we ensure a spot for you to deliver.
If you're looking at the biggest issues affecting like co-ops and elevators, specifically in Wisconsin, but like overall in the country, what would you say the biggest issues they're facing right now are to keep up with what the farmers are bringing in?
Yeah, I mean, really, for the short term here is really just to, you know, just to stay fluid. I mean, this if you go back maybe, you know, 30 days ago here, we didn't know that this crop was going to come off in this timely of a, you know, in this short of a window here. So really stresses, you know, the system, but the system's prepared for it. So I think right now we're trying to make sure that we have a, you know, a spot for each and every farmer to, you know, to dump their grain and have, you know, a competitive price for them and work with them here. So really right now it's just, you know, getting through harvest. And across the whole U.S., we're really ahead of pace on both corn and bean harvest here right now. So, again, a lot, you know, a big amount of harvest coming in a much smaller window. So really just stressing that system and making sure that we have a spot for each and every one.
Out of that grain, it's been pretty dry. Has that grain been very low in the moisture instead of being kind of in like the sweet spot?
Yeah, grain, both corn and beans are coming off much more drier than normal. So, you know, we're not as having to dry it down, you know, less propane use this year here. So it's coming into our elevator system much, much lower. Able to work with it a little bit better, a little bit differently than in the past. But yes, definitely noticing that it is coming off incredibly dry this year here.
And having it coming in dry, does that pose any issues, or do you find that actually better overall for you guys as a co-op?
You know, it's, some of the corn, for example, coming in lower, it actually helps us, you know, find some different markets and able to, you know, to pencil into some different markets, I guess, here. But overall, not really. I mean, it's, you know, you handle a little bit differently, I guess, than if, you know, if it's a higher moisture crop. But overall, it's just kind of knowing what you're dealing with and prepping for that.
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add about CHS or what you're seeing as far as transportation or the grain coming in or any other issues in that kind of department?
I mean, I guess the only thing I would add is just that, you know, each year is different, right? This year, like I said, 30, 45 days ago, we didn't know exactly what kind of harvest we were going to have here. But the system, the co-op system is, you know, has seen it all, I guess, here. And, you know, we want to make sure that we have a spot for each and every grower and, you know, do our best to get a competitive price and keep you fluid here. So we want to be here to work for you.
As farmers continue to near the end of their harvest season, Free says that cooperatives are working hard to make sure the producers have a place for their grain while maintaining a competitive price. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we wish you all good luck on the rest of your harvest.
Thank you, Ben, and thank you for listening and tagging along with us on a Wednesday morning. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Putting our best food forward on child nutrition. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back to back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Dr. Priscilla Posse is a longtime leader in the pediatrics profession, a trustee for the National Medical Association, and an advocate for child nutrition.
We do a lot of food security screening, and with that, it allows us to do education. And we can offer some opportunities or pathways of where they can access foods. But then how they're eating and how they're preparing food is also an important part of nutrition.
Posse says when it comes to what kids eat, somebody has to be the grown-up.
Oftentimes, kids are not making the food choices early on as children. They eat what they are served or what they see on the table or what's in the refrigerator. And so it's really important for the adults in the household to be buying these nutritious foods and making sure that children are exposed.
And says Posse, parents also have to be wary of being taken in by nutritional claims, such as plant-based products as a replacement for real dairy products.
There's something in their informational gathering that translated that milk is not healthy or a plant-based beverage is healthier than milk. But really looking at the nutritional facts, it's very clear where the best nutrient option is with milk versus our plant-based beverages.
I'll have more with Dr. Posse tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Pat Kreitlow. Wednesday in our homeroom segment, the campaign is building to have voters say yes to school referendums and no to the legislators who got us in this mess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Matt Nair on air.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us.
When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Yes. For me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and take a look at all the different ways to donate and give.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.